Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. This is my dad, Ted.
Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. I'm your host, Ted Knightsky. Hey, how you doing? Seriously, how are you doing? It's a question we are asked so many times in a day that I don't even really think about it. But what if you did? What if you were thinking hard about moving on and letting go of the moments that traditionally bogged you down and positioned you to misserve others? I want to discuss the most powerful opportunity you have every single day. That is the ability to be a leader and a buffalo leader for others. Again, a leader is anyone who has influence over another person, making us all leaders, and a buffalo leader is one that optimistically charges into the storm, never delaying the inevitable and focusing on taking on challenges. With that in mind, I want to state something to you that I say to every group I discuss leadership with. Leaders are not allowed to have bad days, only bad moments. Leaders are not allowed to have bad days, only bad moments. This goes for you both professionally and personally. When someone is having a bad day, did you ever notice that the higher up on the hierarchy of influence they are, the more people that end up joining them on their bad day, the more people who now have an excuse to not be their best, and the more people that slow their leadership production? When we as individuals have bad moments, and then we allow those to compound into an entire day, we are destroying the potential of others to be their best. As a leader, which is all of us, there is no excuse to invert your leadership from positive to negative and then bring others down. This goes for you both personally and professionally. There is never a reason for you to walk through your day like a thunderstorm and let the things that have gotten to you get to others. To illustrate this, I want to tell you a story that has forever impacted my perception of leadership. One of my closest friends in life is a teacher, and in the early part of their career, they had called me one time and shared a story with me that will illustrate this point perfectly. This teacher, who we'll call Marge, so that they don't get in trouble in case their principal listens, was having a great day and was walking into her assigned lunchroom duty. Marge at the time was a middle school teacher, and all teachers had lunchroom duty when their students were eating. It was a pretty typical day until two students started to shout at each other and then began throwing punches. Marge jumped into action, separating the two students, and then escorted them down to the office. Here is the point in this story that I need to redirect us for a moment. When someone else is in need, and they need you, they don't care, nor do they know what kind of a day you are having. All that person knows is that they need you and all of you at that moment. This is why I say that a leader is not allowed to have a bad day. Instead, they can only have bad moments, and then you need to rebound, move on, and be Buffalo pretty quick. So, Marge enters the office with the two boys, who she is now holding by their shirts to keep them separated, and tells the secretary that she needs an administrator, and quick. Well, Marge stood there for what must have felt like hours, but it was only a couple minutes, and the principal walked out, saw her, saw the two boys, rubbed his forehead, and told her, "I'm sorry, Marge, I'm having a bad day, and I don't have time for this." The principal then walked away and left Marge. Left her dumbfounded, left her frustrated, angry, and hurt. In the moment that she needed the most support, that support simply walked right past her, and so too did his reputation with Marge. The situation with the students resolved itself, but here's what never did: the relationship. Marge forever was impacted by the lack of what she perceived as support. Now, the laws of empathy would say that we should consider what was going on with the principal. But here's the lesson. It doesn't matter. What matters is our ability as leaders to rebound and be in the moment for others when they need us. It is not fair to others who depend on us to have to wonder what happened, not have us at 100% when they need us, and not be able to, as a leader, step into whatever situation presents itself. When you have bad days, those you serve look to avoid you. When you have bad days, those you serve can't depend on you. And when you allow yourself to have bad days, everyone in your sphere is impacted. You isolate yourself and you push those that need you and love you aside. Let's look at the two behaviors that have to be applied in order to have bad moments instead of bad days. First, no one controls you but you. It is ultimately your choice whether something is going to shift your mindset, and if it occurs, which is really normal, you have to say, I'm going to let this bother me for X amount of time. Seriously, you have to say to yourself, this pity party gets to last for no more than 15 minutes. You have to think through what it is and why it is happening, and then figure out why it's bothering you, and then you need to ask yourself, if this is going to be an emotional hill worth dying on. There is no excuse for you as a leader to take your emotional weights and thrust them upon others, not at work, not at a coffee shop on some innocent barista, and not at home with those you love. Our tolerance for ourself has to increase so that we can tolerate those around us. You have to reflect on the situation and find a way to move through it with optimism so that you can continue to serve others. As a leader, it is important to serve and support your teams of influence, the people you work with, those you serve, and your family. When you carry a bad incident, result, or interaction with you for an entire day, you're like an emotional tsunami. And tsunamis don't have ripples. They have destructive effects on those in your life. When you come home and lay into everyone around you or create tension, you are also creating distance, and that doesn't allow you to be who you are for them when they need you. So the second strategy, while thinking through the incident that set you into a tailspin, is this. Call or talk to a confidant. Who in your life can you call and talk to and immediately get a figurative slap across the face to help you snap out of it or provide you a soft place to land because maybe the incident isn't right and you were wronged? Sometimes in order to move forward in the service of others, you need to lean into someone who will be completely honest with you. Do you have that person? The one you can call or talk to for 5 minutes and they seem to be able to level you? I do, and man, do I need them in order to maintain a Buffalo mindset. These conversations usually go like this. Hey, do you have 5 minutes to tell me if I'm out of line or off base on this? Then I share with them what happened, how I'm feeling, and what I want to do. These conversations routinely end up with me laughing about how nuts I just was and my confidant telling me that I need to move on and not to take action until tomorrow, after I've taken more time to let my emotions settle, or that I'm just a freaking idiot and need to just let it go. This is a powerful intervention and fuel for leadership. And if you don't do it, you need to try it. Lastly, let's talk about recovery strategies. I'm not unrealistic, and believe me, I don't walk around like some kind of Pollyanna. But when you do happen to cycle into a bad sequence in your day, and you may have mistreated others, you need to quickly recover for others. In the story before with Marge, the slight was never addressed, and it was left open forever. And this allowed Marge to create a story in her head that the principal didn't care about her, that she couldn't depend on him, and that he was more important than her. A terrible narrative, and one that only grew over time as Marge began to see the bad day episodes repeat. So what do? Well, you recover by being humble, reflective, and apologetic. It is unacceptable for a leader to leave a wake as a result of their behavior, but it can be fixed, and humility leads to empathy. You recover by reflecting on what you did and how you acted when you were under the emotional spell of negativity. You go to the people that lived through that episode with you, and you apologize that you let it get the best of you, that that hurt them or didn't allow you to be the best for them in the moment. You explain what triggered you, and you share with them intimately what led you not to be there for them when they needed you. Don't be a jerk and think they should know better than to talk to you when you're having a bad day. They don't care, and they shouldn't be worrying about you because they needed you, and you weren't there. If you continue to have bad days, you lose your ability to be dependent on, have influence, and support those you serve. Bad days make you unpredictable for others, and when you reflect and recover, you lead. You lead by example. You lead through humility, and you lead for others. This has to happen in every element of your life. Just because you had a bad moment, it doesn't mean that you have to shift the monkey onto others, especially those that you love. I bought one of those little wooden signs for myself to put in the kitchen a few years ago as a reminder to me when I get home and start to make dinner. The sign reads, "Move along, we don't need any bad vibes here." My wife thought I bought it for her, but it was actually for me to serve as a reminder for me that I need to be present as a husband and a dad. Because some of us suffer from something I call loved one tolerance deficiency disorder. I just made that up. I think it sounds pretty awesome. But it's a real thing. Loved one tolerance deficiency disorder occurs when we allow a bad moment into the personal realm and we expect those we love in our personal lives to anticipate the badness of our day, and instead of continuing in our buffalo leadership, we charge into those we love with no patience, and we create conflict at home. Be a leader. Don't be a dink and filled with pride. Use these strategies at work, at home, and in life. It's not fair to anyone you serve when you expect them to take on your bad moment, and then you can't be who they need when they need it the most. Be a leader. Be reflective. Recover. And move forward in control so that those you serve can be their best because you are at the top of your emotional game. So let's do some smart thinking. Describe your triggers. Explain how you can create time for yourself to reflect so that you can move to recovery. Can you move from bad days to bad moments so that you can better support those you serve and love? That's it. That's the Smart Thinking Podcast. Hey, as always, thank you for listening, and please share this episode and rate it on iTunes or Podbean so that I can help others lead with greater optimism. Also, thank you to the Wellpennies for their music. You can go to their website, thewellpennies.com, now to pre-order their newest album, and then they'll send it to you autographed by mail. Finally, this episode was sparked by a long conversation I had with a leader that I am currently coaching. He is a high school principal, and we were discussing how all day long he maintains a great deal of patience with the students and staff, but when he gets home, he has no ability to demonstrate love or patience. We talked through the strategy that we just discussed, and when we followed up, he shared that his disclosure of why he was not always fun and nice created a great discussion at home and has helped his entire family because they were only seeing a crabby guy, and now they see a guy with a lot of weight on his mind and shoulders, and they are all better for the conversations. And they pick on him because he's given them permission. Well, that's the whole point of this episode. If you, as the leader, do not provide the opportunity for discussion and discourse, you create issues. If you create discussion and discourse, guess what? You're being a leader. And more importantly, you're leading like a buffalo. Yes, you are allowed to have bad moments, but be a buffalo and eliminate bad days from your leadership. Instead of the old, "they should know better," flip it to, "they should know why," and then you provide them the opportunity to lead along with you. That, after all, is the greatest quality of leaders. Share the situation, collaborate towards a solution, and be the best you can be together, every moment of every day.
Won't you take my hand and shake the world with me? There's a song arising, just you wait and see. Won't you take my hand and shake the world with me? Shake the world with me. Shake the world with me. Thank you.